Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Wrestling NSFW, coverage of Road to the Top. We are starting with episode one, as we should, the premiere episode of Road to the Top. I'm Johnny Fairplay. I'm joined by Alex Trias and Cody Giroux. Wow! Did we watch something tonight or what?
I think that's how you best describe it. It was something.
It was... Okay. So I feel I am best to talk about this because as far as self-indulgency, today I spent 3 hours bleaching and dyeing my hair, followed by 20 shots of Botox to the face.
Wow. That's dedication. Okay?
So, yeah. So I feel I'm, and I'm a wrestler, but holy moly, I feel that I am in second place. All right, so let me start with this premise. AEW Wrestling is the new wrestling promotion, and they have some EVPs who are wrestlers who are in charge of making the show. So there's Tony Khan, the owner, who is the son of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then he has these EVPs who are the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes. And I think that's it. I think there's 4 EVPs. And yeah. When the idea of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, came to fruition, I went to go hang out with my friends, the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, and I filmed an episode of Being the Elite, which is their YouTube show. And so we did a deal where I believe it was Nick Jackson's birthday, so I brought him a birthday cake. And they did a deal. They're like, oh my God, Johnny Fairplay's here. Oh, wow. Like, a lot of people think a lot of things about Johnny Fairplay, but we think Johnny Fairplay takes the cake. And so they smashed the cake in my face. So it was fun. It was great. So after we finished filming, Cody had walked up and he was like, I don't know what I missed. I'm glad I wasn't here. And I was like, give me out. So I chased him around and he was very good natured about it. Yeah. Fun guy. Fast forward a few more months, AEW is coming closer to fruition, and so I'm talking to my good friends, the Young Bucks, and I'm just like, hey, they're like, you need to talk to Cody. Cody's the one making the yeses, yes and no's. So I had extended conversation with Cody. It went very well. He's very nice, very pleasant, says all the right things. Met Brandy that same night. Beautiful, one of the most beautiful girls I've ever met in my life, like beyond beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Super nice. So she comes here, she's like, oh, get on my Instagram, you know, like super fun, super nice. Never heard anything back after that evening. So I was like, I feel like there's a little bit of lip service with Cody Rhodes. But I get it. I mean, like, think about how many people were probably bombarding him at the time. And I never followed up. Well, I did send some tweets, but, you know. So let's talk about Roads to the Top.
Yeah.
First impressions?
Inoffensive. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I always love indie type of shows like the family members that pop up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There, you know why, like, you know, I always feel like most wrestlers have to have like crazy families or whatnot, or just like big personalities. Like, and yeah,
like the Miz's dad is one of the greatest television personalities ever, and Maurice's mom.
Yeah, Marjo.
Yeah. So I'm hoping Otis is going to steal the show, Brandy's dad. I feel like Cody's sister.
Oh, yeah, Teal.
You can tell that Teal is a strong
I feel like Jill, Brandy's mom, is going to be a force.
Yeah. But I think Two Drink Teal might be the star of the show. For all the wrong. I mean, is she there to deflect a little bit of the Cody hate that I think is going to come from this show? Or Cody and Brandy hate. Trust me, I think they're both going to get it.
It might be.
like I feel that. So Cody Rhodes has been a good guy since he's been in AEW, and he's good at being both good and bad. And he's been good, and when he turns bad, you know, it'll happen. But like, I feel like he wasn't in a hurry for that to happen, because he's like, no, you don't understand. We're going to do this reality show, and when it comes out, everyone is going to love us.
Right. And like, you really see it with their reaction to how his patriotic promo went versus how the fandom reacted to that.
I know that I'm so Cody, you didn't see that promo. If you had just watched this show, you would have thought it was a home run.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. But then they did show a clip later in the episode where Cody was coming out and people were like flipping him off. And
well, that's current time.
Yeah, that's current. They got like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So no, I'm guessing that's going to be like the season finale. Mm-hmm. So no, when this promo came out, we're going to get to that promo. Yeah, it is not what what they showed was not the general consensus on
and
this
promo. It's funny that the consensus wasn't positive, because the way that they built it up in the show, like, he was very much like, this is a make or break thing. You know, I have to nail this.
Well, in his mind, he believes that he nailed. Like, to this day, I believe both of them think he nailed that promo. But everyone was just like, come on, man. This ain't 1950 anymore. Like, you have to think a little higher. And then, like, they're throwing, like, the mixed daughter into the promo. And everyone's just like, come on, man. You're doing too much.
It did not play well at all. Like, honestly, what they showed was the highlights of that promo.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, of the highlights, they showed 3/4 of the promo. It was the other quarter of the promo that was just a little cringy.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I according to like everyone that saw it, just this revisionist history. I'm just like, wow, like Cody Rhodes is Vince Manning in this, and like that's great. But so anyway, so yes, Cody Rhodes is the son of Dusty Rhodes, who I had the honor of working with in TNA Wrestling, and he was so great. I mean, like, I got there, I was hired. I did I took the spinning power bomb from AJ Styles, got a concussion. The next week, I got thrown over the top rope by Brian Urlacher. And then I think I took a Styles Clash. Like, I was only there for like 8 weeks. And then Jeff Jarrett sent me home. And they were like, Jeff Jarrett goes, I can't do anything with this guy. I'm like, yeah, other than everything you've asked me to do. Right. Yeah. So Dusty gets put in charge, and he's looking at the roster. He goes, who's this Johnny Fairday? Why does he make more money than everybody else? And they're like, oh, that's the guy from Survivor, lied about his grandma dying. Jeff didn't like him. He goes, he's more famous than AJ Styles. I'll use him. So anyway, so they bring me back, and I show up, and Dusty goes, Johnny Fairday, now we're going to have some fun today. And I was like, all right, well, what are we doing? He goes, we're going to do a little movie. We're going to make little movies. You're going to be sitting in this room. I'm going to walk in, and you say something, then I say something back. And then you say something, I say something. And then we just finish with whatever feels good. If it don't feel good, just say, fuck them. And I was like, sounds great. And we made gold. Like, I mean, like, this guy understands reality television. This guy understands unscripted, like back, you know, when Dusty Rhodes feuded with Ric Flair, they didn't have a script.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Dusty's like, you got fine cars. I got fine cars too. You got the fine ladies. Dusty Rhodes got fine lady too. I'm sure Dusty's wife didn't appreciate that, but we're just talking. It's okay. So anyway, so Dusty was great, and then Dusty lost control, and then they're like, yeah, you can stay home again. I was like, okay. So anyway, so son of Dusty Rhodes. The first glaring thing that I see that bothers me more than life itself, that fucking neck tattoo was a bad, bad decision, right?
I mean, I think it's like the big thing with Cody is he thinks it's a good idea. And then everyone's like, no, it's not.
I feel like many times neck tattoos can be a bad idea.
But it's just like, it's so... It'd be like one thing if it was like smaller and like not just the
red,
first
white, and blue
thing you see.
Yeah, like I mean, it. Like if Hot Topic sold USA gear, it looks like it would be there. And they do sell the Cody Rhodes neck tattoo at Hot Topic, but just imagine if they just sold USA stuff. Yeah. That would be like their main thing. They're just like, dude, we got the Cody Rhodes neck tattoo. It's just like, yeah, you do. So like they happen to sell it. I mean, I get it. I don't get it. I don't get it in any way. Is that okay? Is it that I get it?
Yeah.
I don't think that any of us really get it, but
the only person who gets it is the person who got it.
Yeah. All right, so
it sounds like, from my impression, he maybe lives a little bit in his own reality. So in his reality,
I feel like he does.
You know, that's a good idea in his reality.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, I appreciate self-confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
So because if you ain't buying your hype, who else is?
Yeah.
Right, and it wasn't like, and he's one of the pillars of what founded this company, so like you have to have that confidence. If you're like, I'm putting my stake in here, I'm gonna help create this new company from the ground up, and we're gonna be a huge success, and I'm gonna be a main face of that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have a shitty neck tattoo.
Yeah.
That was like, with all those great decisions, it's just like, let me just follow it up with this one.
Everything's going too well, we gotta balance this out with a really shitty neck tattoo.
Apparently. So anyway, so we see Cody at work. He doesn't like door knocking. I feel like that's your gig, brother. That's kind of what you signed up. I mean, like, you don't have to be EVP. In the back, so in wrestling, like right behind the curtain, you know, like where the you know, like Tony Khan, the guy in charge is, and the, you know, the producers and stuff. It's called the gorilla position, and I think they call it something else in AEW, and I think it might be the Jody position, named after Jody Hamilton. I'm not positive. Anyway, it's or WCW called it, whatever. So it's the gorilla position. So anyway, so they have chairs, you know, for the producers or whatever. At all times, Cody's chair above it has a paper sign above it with it that says Cody EVP.
He's feeling it. He's feeling himself.
He's feeling it.
I love it though. I honestly love it. I love that he's a character about it.
Do you think he's in on it though?
I feel like he's partially in on it, but not
that's
fully
where I'm
understanding
at.
That he's in on it.
I feel like he's 75% in on it, but the other 25 is not the good part.
Yeah, like 75% of him gets it, and the other 25% is his neck tattoo.
His neck tattoo drains away.
Yeah.
Okay, so we see Brandi Rhodes is also, she is the chief brand officer, and they will remind you of this. And so she's doing her job. She runs into Jon Moxley, who is very hungover.
I love it. I love it.
Which I think is a great first look at Jon Moxley, and a callback to anyone that watched Total Divas. His wife, Renee Paquette. What was her WWE name?
Renee Young.
Renee Young. So she was on Total Divas, and whenever they would show her and John Moxley, he was always just hammered or en route to get hammered. So to start this with, I'm hungover. It's just like, oh, this is supposed to be the follow up to Total Divas where he was always hammered. This is perfect.
It's growth.
Is it?
At least continuation. I just love that they do that and they immediately pan to him at like a live show, just smashing a beer in his face.
Yeah. John Moxley's. I give John Moxley a show.
Honestly.
But honestly. I felt like the entire time during Total Divas, he loathed the cameras. Like, couldn't stand them.
Never watched it, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So I did like this part. We see Brandi talking with Jade Cardhill, and she was just like, hey, just a heads up, you know, some of the shots I see, you're dark and shadowy, you know, they need to light you up more, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm just like, boom. A white, like, you know, we talk about this on Survivor, you know, we have the diversity in the cast. You also need the diversity in production. A black or a white woman or a white man, like they more than likely can't properly tell the story of a black man or a black woman because they're not
right. You can only do it so much.
Yeah, you know they can to whatever degree, but it's, you know, they have their limits, and you know, and I think production's just like, you know, mostly lighting white wrestlers, you know, whether male or female, you know, they don't see these things, and a black woman producer does see this, so I'm glad she's there.
Oh yeah, absolutely, because if she's not there, then you end up like some people in WWE where they go, okay, we don't know how to book you, can you do an African accent?
Yes, can you do an African accent, or can you shuck and jive?
Yes,
and we haven't seen either of those things in AEW, and
thank God
we applaud you. So yeah, so I thought that was cool. So then we have Cody talking about his promo, and it's
like, going to be polarizing.
Polarizing is not a good word. Like when you use the word, like, polarizing is like the nice way of saying they don't like you,
right?
Like John Cena
when
John Cena would come to the ring and like 75% of the crowd would chant Cena sucks, you would have Michael Cole go, you know, explain to the audience the polarizing John Cena. It's like, by definition, yes. But I don't feel like that's a word you're looking for to describe, like, your upcoming promo is polarizing if you're a babyface.
Yeah, it's like polarizing is MJF, and you have Jim Ross going, oh, the scab of the earth. Yeah. He's literally the worst. Like, I'm like 3 weeks behind on Dynamite. I'm watching the Adam Cole debut, and they have MJF come out after, and Jim Ross is just burying him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, that's polarizing.
That's polarizing. So you don't have your baby face deliver a polarizing right. promo. Like, not by, like, I mean, a lot of people feel that Roman Reigns the last couple years, you know, prior to turning heel, was poorly booked and portrayed as a polarizing character. John Cena for the second half of his career was, you know, maybe should have had that heel turn, you know, turn back a year later. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
Polarizing. So, Brandi recognizes the nepotism. I thought that was non-delusional.
No, like,
some degree.
Yeah, like, Brandi gets it, and she's like,
a sliding scale on their delusion.
Yeah, it's like, you have this, like, scale. You have the one scale of, like, I understand people will see this as nepotism, so I don't want that. Also, Brandi, I want to be women's champion. Yes.
I want to be women's champion, and I really like my chances.
I'm like, well, if you win it, then nepotism, but...
Yeah, so, Cody, have you seen a Brandi Rhodes match yet?
I have not.
Well,
just the highlights they gave us in this episode.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't even think the highlights were that great.
No, like Cody, for reference, the women division has been one of their weaker spots.
Yes,
but as of late, there's so much high talent on the women's side. She should not be sniffing the title. She shouldn't be looking at it. Like, she shouldn't be allowed to look at it.
She shouldn't be sniffing the women's division.
No, she can manage. I think she's a great manager.
I think she's a great second.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's no reason that she, like,
dream big.
She definitely made it clear throughout the episode, like, her goal was like, I'm gonna have this baby and I'm gonna be like wrestling the next day.
I am fully aware what she made clear, and I'm just like, I'll do it. She's not good. I mean, as I said, she's beautiful and she's eloquent and she's smart. And you know, like, from what I see, she's great as chief branding officer. But we've seen zero signs that she's a good wrestler.
I feel like it's just a matter of her starting too late
when it came to training. I mean, like, is she 38?
Yeah, she said she's like 38 or turning 38.
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, 36 or 38, one of the two. I remember her making a comment about having a geriatric.
Yeah, so she's like, if I can't do it now, then when can? I'm like, well, you shouldn't be focusing on it.
You
should be focusing on what you were talking about in this episode, which is raising the women's division and helping them. Like, what she does with the Jade and Red Velvet, like, storyline this episode is great. Like, get them to clear the air. Get them. Those are your rising talent. Invest in them. Don't invest in yourself at this point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. There's even on the male side of wrestling, like, starting this, like, DDP is the only success story ever in the history of wrestling starting at this age.
Right. Like, post 30.
Yeah. And a lot of shit fell into place for DDP. I mean, like, a lot of shit can fall into place for Brandy, but I don't need to see that journey.
Right.
I'm not saying that, you know, it's just like, hey, they have the elite women's wrestlers there. I mean, like, some real amazing performers, and she's not at that level. I'm not saying that. I'm saying she's not good.
Right.
And she's beautiful, and she's smart, and she's talented. She's just not a good wrestler. So just, it's okay.
Yeah, know your strengths.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey, they ain't calling me. It's okay. So we learn, shockingly, that pregnancy sucks. I would have guessed that.
I think
that's going to be a recurring theme throughout the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. It's geriatric pregnancy because she's acting like she's 73.
Yes. So Cody reveals that he has seen Brandy's vagina, and you can't unsee that shit.
I mean, congrats.
They spent a lot of time talking about the childbirth aspect of this whole thing. Like, they were really building that up.
They did. I have not done a Google fappening search on Brandy. I'll do it after the show. That's right. I probably shouldn't do it now.
We appreciate that.
We got to check that iCloud, girl. We see the night that Darby drops the TNT title. And I think this is one of my favorite moments of the entire episode. So you have Darby that usually does the half face vertically. On this night, he does it horizontally and slept in the car that night. It reveals to us that he slept in the car the night of his title win because he was living in his car. And he wants to remind himself of how lucky and fortunate he is and how special these moments are. Pretty freaking cool.
So what I really like about this show is it's not like, while the story is Cody and Brandy, like, overall, it's them. They're giving us that behind the stage and letting us know other wrestlers, other people in the promotion. So you're propping up the people that they see as, like, the future of AEW, I feel.
Well, there's some duds in there.
There are duds, but, like,
There's some duds, and I think some people are not going to be show. I think, just like Cody and Brandy thinks people are going to watch this show and love them, and they potentially are not, I think they are showing a lot of people. I mean, like Ricky Starks, he had an unhappy vibe to him, and I get it. But at the same time, like, you know, when you get some bad news and you have the owner of the company and an EVP going, hey, you know, we're trying to keep you on the show. You know, we're going to work through this. And when you do come back, we're going to make it this big thing, you know, and you would be like. The employee that I tell that to, I want to hear thank you.
Right.
And I am beyond excited for this opportunity.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's just like that difficulty of like Starks is still pretty young, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, no, he's older. Yeah.
Is he? He looks younger.
No, I think he looks young. I think a lot of people say that they wouldn't invest in him at this age. Hold on. He is. No, 31, but still.
Okay. But like that's like your end, like for wrestlers today, like you're entering your prime at that age.
Yeah.
I feel.
This guy's just starting.
Yeah. And like I've watched him and I feel like he's just seems like someone because of that chip on his shoulder. It didn't matter to him because he's just more pissed off that he's hurt and can't do what he's like, he believes he was put on this earth to do, which is to wrestle.
Yeah, he's really good. I like him a lot.
He is.
But I did not like. I thought he came off horribly. Like as I said, I wouldn't want him as my employee.
Right, and maybe it'll be a story because like I did see, and you know this is them. This is AEW press talking.
Yeah.
But they're saying like they think the storyline that's there for Ricky Starks in this season is supposed to turn a lot of fans to really get behind him.
Okay, well,
so we'll see.
It did on a scale of 1 to 10. At a scale of 1 to 10, he's at a 1 with me, and I liked him prior to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can only go up.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Started at the bottom. From an outsider's perspective, it was interesting because as I'm watching this, of course, throughout the whole show, I'm watching this, and there's quite a few moments that popped up where I was like, I could work not as a wrestler; I would never make it, but. In the wrestling industry, because I could thrive in that sort of environment where everybody's just like, fuck you, asshole. I think, you know, that's funny stuff.
we also do that on a podcast.
Yeah, we do that too. So, which is why I'm here. And, but for this guy, it was funny watching it as an outsider, not being familiar with him. Cause I'm looking at him and I'm like, wow, what a dedicated person to like have a broken neck and then want to continue, like be upset that you can't continue to wrestle and not worry about yourself. But I see your perspective also being in the wrestling industry and being more familiar with how all this works.
Well, I mean, you're never hurt. You don't talk about being hurt. You can't be hurt. You're not allowed to be hurt. And so when you are hurt and they catch you, you're just like, oh, fuck, you know, like what's going to happen to protect my spot?
Right.
And you know, is this the end? And so to have the owner and the EVP going, we got your back. We're going to let you cut promos throughout that entire time. And then when you're ready to come back, which seems to be sooner than most would expect, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be great. And then he's mean mugging.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if you have seen it before, Johnny, but like, I feel like that conversation for certain stars has been said in other companies. When they have gotten hurt and then they come back off the injured list and they never reach that spot again that they were at.
Yeah. But he's never been there to experience that. So he doesn't
That's
know.
True. That's true.
So he doesn't know that. I mean, I don't know. So next we got the, so during Wednesday Night Dynamite, their weekly wrestling show, Sammy Guevara beat Rusev. What's his name now?
Miro.
Miro for the TNT title. And so as a teaser to keep viewers to watch the show that a lot would not, they had the first ever, the first interview with Sammy Guevara upon winning the championship. And so that was a teaser in either the first or second commercial break to get people to watch. So if you saw that commercial And I love it, you know, that Dan fucking Lambert comes out there and you know, and they get in each other's face. And then we have Tony Schiavone with his middle of the mall cubic zirconia CZ diamonds in his ears going, a little bit of decorum, if you please. Which I popped huge for. But Tony Schiavone has been going to actual jewelers looking around, and he is going to buy some real diamonds instead of his middle of the mall kiosk CZs. So it'll be the greatest dynamite in the history of our great sport. So we next learn about the geriatric pregnancy, and she claims that she's going to the doctor 2 times a week. And that's what you have to do if you're pregnant over the age of 35. Maybe if you're rich.
I was about to say,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Do you guys know anyone with kids?
I don't know anybody who's had kids over 35, but that sounds... I could see maybe like once a week. A week seems like a lot.
Madeline and Piper's moms, I think, saw the doctor 4 times before delivery each.
Which is definitely 9 months, twice a week. Yeah.
9 months, 4 times.
Yeah. Like, I think I misheard it then, because I thought she said once every 2 weeks. She had, like, every 2 weeks she had to do it, not twice a week. But, man,
I,
like,
think
that,
I heard
that,
twice
that's
a week
ton.
Also.
I think I heard 2 times.
Well, I believe you guys. I believe you.
I don't want to believe it.
The only thing I can think of, maybe there's some reason she's like a high risk.
That's possible.
But she's a very healthy. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, I guess.
Once again, she's very beautiful. She's very smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm seeing confessionals, and I'm just reminded that that tattoo sucks. And then we see Cody's cooking. Beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
But you know what my first thought is seeing that kitchen? This is not the Miz's house.
No.
Did we get a shot of the actual house? I don't remember seeing one.
I don't think we got a full establishing
shot.
Yeah, I don't think we got an establishing shot.
I don't either. And the Miz is very quick to give you an go to Miz's Instagram right now, an establishing shot of his house.
Yeah. Or Maurice. So
yeah. So, I mean, we saw the truck. That's a nice truck.
Yeah.
So I hated the shoe. Did you guys like the shoes with the suit with the little spikes on them?
No.
I missed those entirely.
Yeah.
What's not?
Here you go. Here's Cody's very simple. These are called Salvatore for Ferragamos. These are the driving moccasins. These are what you're supposed to wear. Ask Conrad. I know you have his number. So yeah, beautiful kitchen, not the Mrs. House. So then he makes a cake, but of course he has to compare it to a perfect Hurricane Rana and show the clip.
I mean, was it a perfect Hurricane Rana?
For Cody, it was a very good Hurricane. But I mean, this is like the self-indulgent stuff that he doesn't, that I don't think he sees as self-indulgent.
It's that 25%. It's the next.
You should show the Hurricane Rana.
Oh, okay. Think?
Oh yeah, they'll love it. Right. So, and then we see them doing confessionals together, and there a couple things jumped out to me. Number one, Cody's neck is so thick that it's...
I felt like he was almost making it thicker.
Yeah, like
I, it looked the, like he was like trying to like really push his like.
Yeah, he looked back. he looked like the dude on one of those TLC shows.
Yeah,
like that's not a good look.
No. Like, be relaxed, man.
Yeah. And secondly, they weren't talking normal at all.
No, they were talking very, like, here's your script.
Yeah.
Say your lines so that we can do the music behind it.
Yeah. Like, anyone looking for advice on how to do a podcast, record 50 podcasts and then burn them. Like, not to disc. Not the disc, just destroy, put it in the little trash can at the bottom there, and then start a podcast.
So, man, like, I wish I took that advice.
Well, you're on 48.
I'm close, guys.
So close. So, but no, like I feel like this show, like episode 6, mm-hmm. will finally get it.
Yeah.
And like, that's great. But guess what? I was on the number one show in the world and I didn't get multiple takes. I didn't have production holding my hand. Yeah. You know, I wasn't executive producer of my show. And I nailed it starting episode 1. And there's plenty of people that have done reality TV that have done the same thing.
Yeah, I just feel like with these type of shows, it always just comes across like it. No matter how hard they try, like more times than not, it just comes off scripted.
Well, you have those stage scenes, you know, like the Kardashians when, you know, there's a dilemma and it's, you know, it's like, oh, you got to get the shoes to the, you know, what, I don't know. I've never seen the Kardashians. So, but like today, like the boxing, like that whole thing. Was just like, you know, like the punching the dummy, and I was just like it's like there was a sheet of paper for that day. It's just like, give Brandy the gloves, focus on chief branding officer, punch the dummy, Cody kick the dummy.
Oh, also how about the part where he's like, this pretend it's the fans who say you don't deserve a title. That's what's going to bring them in. All of you people.
Wow.
You haters. So, yeah,
no, as I said, I wish they had filmed like 3 episodes prior to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, even Ms. and Mrs. with the scripted bullshit, and it's in every episode. It's still like they still got that naturalness.
And it's also more lighthearted.
Yes.
With them very much.
Yeah. Well, but I feel like there's the hint of lighthearted that we don't get. I feel like it's on the, it says on the, on that piece of paper that they read, I think it says lighthearted at the top, and like they just skip to line two. Chief branding officer, got it. CBO on, like, what a shitty gift. Like I felt like the only purpose of that gift was to put over the fact again that she's chief branding officer.
I thought he was about to say to shed your like pregnancy weight. I was just like, he was like, because he, the way he
then he would have turned to a baby face.
It was like he was wording it. I'm like, oh, you don't say this. And he's like, oh, the stress. I'm like, okay.
Nice save. Yeah.
Yeah, weak.
I think a part of him was going to say it.
I did like that she thought it was a dick in the box.
He's like, oh, you ruined a moment. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That was the best part. But yeah, no, the CBO, like, just, we get that you're cheap. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but like, and as I said, if they're in on it, God bless. I'm with them if that's their, it, like, you know, that they're in on the joke. But I feel like that tattoo has more control than they do. So I did like the bottle on the dummy's face, because I think it's obvious that Brandy really likes wine and misses it. Mm-hmm. So next we have the Jade Cardhill slap deal. Once again, like, I don't feel like Jade showed respect in that exchange.
Right.
To Brandy.
So the impression that I got out of that exchange, the impression I got goes back to what you were saying about, like, when they exchange a gift and there's just this letter on the wall, because they started out sitting down, kind of talking shit to each other. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I'm going to apologize. And oh, I accept. Like, it was too fast paced. There wasn't enough dialogue that took place for an exchange like that to actually happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, this seems a little staged.
I felt like there was staging, but I also felt like there was an attitude from Jade Cardhill in which, you know, your boss is just like, hey, you slapped her stiff back. And she was like, well, she needs to get used to working with bigger people. It's like, yeah, that's all well and good, but you don't stiff someone.
Yeah.
Right. Especially the bigger people are always told, like, you need to lay off, because, like, we get it. You're strong. You're athletic.
Got it.
There's half your height.
And once again, so I'm looking at, like, you have these two people in positions of authority in Cody and Brandy, and in two instances, I feel like their employees are not treating them with respect that I would expect as their boss. Like, I understand, you know, like, in wrestling, there's a brotherhood. I get all that. But at the same time, your boss is your boss.
Like,
I wasn't a dickhead to fucking, Jeff Jarrett or Dixie Carter when they tell you something, it's just like, you know, absolutely.
Do you think it's just like an AEW thing and the environment that they created themselves? Like, they want people to feel like it's this open face instead, like, because they want to be so opposite of, like, we're corporate stiff, like WWE, where it's like none of them were really wrestlers that are in those higher positions, but they're business. Yeah. And they, like, we want to be wrestling.
The
we
opposite. Don't
want to be business.
Well, I think they're wrong.
I feel like there's a healthy balance you can have, but they are too much in one way.
I still lean towards respect your employer.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the one paying you.
Yeah.
I just felt like neither one of them respected them. Excuse me. So, I don't know. Ricky Starks. Jade's attitude's not good. So, we see the Ricky Starks promo. It's fucking great. Like, that promo, there was nothing weird.
No, it was very, this is what a wrestling promo is.
He's good. He's good. I saw him in Charlotte a few weeks ago, and he came out there and cut this. Like, it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, parents take Brandy to the baby shower. We have Otis and Jane. Is that right?
Jill, I want to say.
Jill, Otis and Jill. Sorry.
It was like J-Y-L-L.
Yeah.
Otis and she's the princess and the queen.
Yes, yes. So, and Jill is informed that there will be a newborn care specialist also known as a night nanny.
She ain't happy about it.
Not a fan.
It seems no one is.
Have you guys heard of a? I mean,
I've never heard of this. And she kept saying that she's there to sleep train
the kid.
Baby, which I've also never heard of.
It's a rich person thing. It has to
be. It has to be.
But their house ain't as nice as the Mrs.
So it ain't that rich.
It ain't that rich. They're in Atlanta. The cost of living is a third.
Well, like, yeah. They don't have a Marjo. They don't have Marjo to be there to take care of the kids. So
we get a little backstory on Brandy. She was a figure skater for 17 years. Her mom was a helicopter mom. And I'm here for Jill. I'm here for Otis. And I'm here for Two Drink Teal.
Two Drink Teal, the gangster of the family.
She is great. So she wrote a multi-paragraph text to Brandy the night of her wrestling debut, not asking her not to wrestle as the rest of us requested. No, she said not to use the Rhodes last name. She's married to Cody Rhodes. Well, hold on. She's married to Cody Runnels.
But she got the blessing from Dusty.
Do we know that?
That's at least all the stories that, like, when she was in NXT and they, like, were together and Dusty was there, she asked so that her stage name could be Brandy Rhodes. And he said yes. Like, that's the story, at least, that's told.
So you've seen this elsewhere?
I've seen it on other interviews that Cody and Brandy have been in. So it's obviously one-sided. Okay. Teal has a very different view on it.
Yeah, she has a different recollection of how this happened.
I am more than okay with Brandy Rhodes being Brandy Rhodes.
Yeah.
If it's the storyline.
I mean, Teal Rhodes ain't a wrestler.
It's the name. It's the legacy. She sucks at wrestling.
She does suck at wrestling.
I mean, like, that's fair.
How old is Teal? Is Teal, like, 39? Can she start training to wrestle?
I mean, maybe she wants Brandy to win the title so that she can win it off of her.
Oh, please tell me that she's secretly training and she's actually good.
That'd be incredible, honestly.
No, I don't want any of this to happen. I take it all back. I did not put that into the world.
We know who to blame, everyone.
I know. So Cody explains at the baby shower that he is 35. He is not taking away time for paternity leave because his dad wrestled the Four Horsemen at the Forum, beat the Four Horsemen because he is the greatest wrestler of all time, daddy, and the second most recognizable man in all the sports and entertainment. That's what Dusty used to tell people. Is the second most, Muhammad Ali is number one, Dusty Rhodes number two of all time in the history of sports and entertainment. So they said that he was driving with Bruce Pritchard, aka Brother Love, and they got pulled over by a cop. And he goes, sir, you're speeding. He goes, it's okay, do you know who I am? He goes, nope. He goes, I am the second most recognizable. He goes, I don't know who you are. And he looks over, he goes, are you Brother Love?
Oh, no.
Brother, I love you. Second most recognizable man. So anyway, the story is Dusty flew, saw the baby being born, took the picture, got on a plane, was wrestling the next day or later that night or however the urban legend has evolved up until 11:38 p.m. But Cody says he's 35 and he's retiring at the age of 40. He does not want to be that old man out there. And I believe it.
I also believe it. Just based off like his decisions that he has done while in AEW, like he made it sure that he can never go for the world title unless he turned heel. But he doesn't want to turn heel, allegedly. Yes. He had his TNT run. That's now done. He's now goal is to raise the next generation for AEW, and then he can be in the background.
But at the same time, of anyone that should stay past 40, like, there's a lot of guys that should stop.
Right.
he's not one of those guys. Like, he wrestles a pretty safe style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy could go till 60 and wrestle a pretty similar match.
And let's be real, like, he's going to retire, like, let's say he retires at 40, he's still going to, I feel like he then will be, like, the I come out for double or nothing for a
few. I'm fine with whatever.
I need my blade in. I need a blade.
Yeah, but I don't, like, there's guys with much more wear and tear on their bodies. I'm sure Cody has plenty. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. But at the same time, he wrestles a pretty safe style. He wrestles a very Miz style. Miz has had one injury his entire career.
And he's already back on Dancing with the Stars.
He's already back on Dancing with the Stars. So, anyway, Brandi reveals that she only wants to have one baby and return to wrestling at the age of 38. And, all right. And Red Velvet and Jane are the wine tasters for Brandi's new wine. Because on Total Bellas, they had their wine, which was like Birdie B wine, whatever it was. It was like very classy looking, and very, like, you would have no idea that it was a wrestling associated bottle. Like, it looks like a nice bottle of wine. Not whoa, baby.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, God. I have dated many, many wine drinking gals. I cannot imagine any of them picking up a bottle of Whoa Baby at the Food Lion.
Yeah.
Whoa Baby.
It would be one of like, oh, that pops out. That can't be good.
It could be. It could just have his fucking neck tattoo stamp on it. USA one.
I'm saying it'll have that. It's made in the USA on the side.
Yeah, cheap branding wine. You know, CBD.
Oh my God, chief branding officer has the worst idea for a fucking wine label. That's not good.
That's not good.
That's horrible.
Oh man.
It'll be available at a Dollar General near you.
And like, perfect timing. I'm gonna get my wine. But I'm the only one who can't actually taste the wine that's going to be labeled for me.
Right. Yeah. Like, why don't you wait?
Yeah. So just wait. So, no,
I mean, like, it seemed like she was pretty far along in the pregnancy at this point. Like, you couldn't just wait a month.
Well, not only that, you can have like up to a glass of wine a day.
Right.
Like, I remember when Dixie Carter was the owner of TNA Wrestling was pregnant. Like I brought her a bottle of wine, at, you know, one of the tapings, and I was like, you know, you have to save that. She goes, no, you don't. I can have a glass a day. What time is it? Let me do this math. So she brings Red Velvet and Jade to the wine tasting, and they squash the beef and all as well, because that was the fake problem that they had for that episode.
But she was perfect. She's amazing. Oh. She solves all the problems.
Oh, man. I didn't. Oh, you know what? I'd take it. She should probably win the belt.
And then Teal will win it off of her.
Oh, okay. All right. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you guys giving this premiere?
I'll give it a middle of the roads. Give it a 5.
Middle of the roads.
It had some good stuff. It had some middle stuff, like middling, and it had some like that was generic. I don't need it. I'm looking forward to what's to come, just because I know what happens with AEW as they go on, and I'm interested to see how they try to spin the people booing Cody.
Rumor and innuendo is, so Cody, did you ever watch The Boys on Amazon Prime?
Ooh, I've not seen The Boys.
No. Love The Boys.
Okay, watch The Boys. It's if superheroes were real, they would be pieces of shit, like just the worst fucking people.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Cody came out a couple two pay-per-views ago, and his outfit looked like Homelander, who is the biggest scumbag ever, and he's one of the boys. And well, he's one of the soups, so that the boys are, you know. So in his latest outfit, also looked like Homelander, but even more like Homelander.
I was going to say that. I was like, the one that he wore last week, I want to say, was very,
very Homelander. The rumor and innuendo is it's purposely done.
Good.
So that's the 75%.
He finally stopped listening to the neck tattoo. Is the neck tattoo a tumor?
I feel like it is.
Slice it off.
Is Cody gonna kill himself trying to get rid of that tattoo? He's just gonna like slice his head off.
I mean, like, that's the true storyline of this season.
It's the neck tattoo talking to him and him killing it.
It's just like him versus the neck tattoo, who gets more control.
So yeah, but the rumor and innuendo is there is some,
there's something he is in on it
to some degree. And so he has been purposely dressing like Homelander.
Good.
So Cody, whatever show you're watching, stop now and watch The Boys, and it's the greatest thing ever. So
that'll be next on my list. I'm on the like season finale of The Circle right now. So
yeah, it's on Amazon. So very easy watch. It's fun.
It's right fun. Here. The graphic novel autographed by the only illustrator. And for Johnny, Steel Panther forever.
Nice.
Your Butcher for me.
Butcher, what a great character.
Yes. So watch The Boys. It's great. So
they have a Butcher in AEW.
Yes. Coincidence?
They have a storyline.
Yes. So, but no. So Cody Rose to even know what Homelander is, I think speaks volumes. So, Cody, where are you at 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it, since I came in with less backstory, just watching it for the first time, I'm going to go with like a 6, only because there were enough parts of it that I could tell were kind of scripted, didn't really make a lot of real life interaction sense, but it was still entertaining, and I did enjoy seeing some of the behind the scenes of the wrestling promotion and how that all plays out. That was pretty cool.
I'm going a 4 just to even us out at a 5. Middle of the roads. I feel like we should name the name of this podcast, Middle of the Roads.
I mean,
I'm down.
Okay. That's the name of the show. that's right there. That's reality.
It's almost like we're all chief branding officers now. Whoa, baby.
It's almost like it. Podcast, and then the next one we did, we would be so much better. It would be just like this show.
There you go.
Because we would know at the beginning of the show that the show is called Middle of the Roads.
Good stuff.
There you go. All right. And with that, Cody, Alex, I'm Johnny. We will see you next week, hopefully. Please click like on this so much. Write a review and say how much you love this as much as we do. And if you have negative stuff, just keep it to yourself. We have enough.
Send it to the neck tattoo.
Send it to the neck tattoo. He will ingest it and use it for forces of evil. So with that, thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.